Okay, now take another voice sample here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's good enough.
6.
All right. Okay, now what I've been doing, been asking people to comment about various aspects of Milt's career, and I've pretty well got good coverage on his background in the church. I've got good coverage on him with his alumni association, but I'm a little short on comments about Milt and sports. So I was wondering if you'd talk a little bit about some things you might remember about Milt. Is he an enthusiastic guy, or?
Well, you know that Milt's an enthusiastic person. In fact, I always think of Milt as the transition from the old school to the new school, and really is one of our last people that can tie the two together from way back, even before the war, and now into this modern generation of ours. I think of Milt as replacing Dr. Fligger when he used to be the trainer for our football team in the early 40s. Well, Dr. Fligger's voice soon gave away, but Milt picked it up again, and Dr. Fligger's famous words were always, "Roll 'em back, Lutz, roll 'em back." Well, Milt has far exceeded Dr. Fligger in being a royal fan of the Lutz, and there isn't an athlete since the war doesn't remember Milt as a subjective fan who really knows of only one team, and which is the Lutz.
I've heard it say that Milt has actually, in pleasant language, balled out the refs. Is that a fact? Have you ever heard?
Milt has maligned many referees
and
officials, but all in good sense of the game, of course, but you see, he's very subjective about his approach to the game, and as far as Milt is concerned, there's really only one team. And he is a loyal, astute fan of the Lutz, and if Milt missed the game, it was either because he was out of town or ill, but if he's in town, he's at the Lutz games. And Milt is really the type of person that wears over a long period of time, and I think it in the days of our rivalry with the UPS and shortly after the war, how important it was to have a winner. I think Milt was there as strong as anybody, rooting for the Lutz, and like I say, he's not very objective really when he's in this position.
Yeah, tell me. Can you remember any humorous incidents in which Milt may have been involved with the team he may have just overextended his enthusiasm a little or anything such thing?
Well, I'm not so sure whether Milt has been responsible for any technical fouls by fans or not, but if he hasn't, he's been awfully close to it.
Yeah.
And he has traveled with the team, and he's died with their losses and enjoyed their wins, and I can't think of anything particular humorous along this line. But you know, Milt has been on the road with the choir and the athletic teams and all facets of this university, and if I could relate some of the humorous things, I'm sure there are many.
Yeah.
But I just regard him as one of the faithful people that have stayed with the university through these years. And at this moment, speaking about sports, I don't think that the institution has ever had a fan as loyal as Milt Nesvik. And I think he's gained that respect throughout the city, and even with our rivals. They know Milt is always there, but they know what to expect of Milt.
Yeah.
And he's going to be rooting for the Lutz. And he carries no grudges, and he's back the next time, still with the Lutz, win or lose.
You know, he has a prodigious memory for remembering names and things like that. How do you account for that? Do you think that carried over into the football teams as well, or the sports people? Or?
Well, remembering names in Milt, you know, is he's came to PLU and back in the East Fold days, just shortly after the war, and He was, I think, supposed to be everything at that time. He was the writer and the PR man and the statistician, and he was the go-between between sports writers and school. And you really would have to really talk to Milt, but I used to call him a one-armed paper hanger. He's just he not only had the ideas and brought in the material and typed them up himself, but very little secretarial work, but Milt always managed to put forth the goods.
Yeah.
And he's really been a real all-around person in the sports area of the earlier years. Milt was the one-man machine to put out the necessary information.
Did he have a good network of people in the newspapers and sports desks across the country? Or do they know him, or what do they think about him, and so forth?
Well, I can only really say in the local atmosphere of sports, because what the reactions would be in other areas, but he always got the message across, the Oregonian and in the Northwest. And I know in the local Tribune, one of his old rivals or people that were on the opposite side, really, they were UPS people, but Ed Honeywell, I think, I just saw him the other day and had the greatest admiration and respect for Milt Nesbitt. And I think that rings pretty true, because he was always, I think, on the ball and true to them when he gave out the information.
Great.
And I think that's a good, credible thing for Milt.
Good. Well, I'm just going to take a listen right now.